The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, we're coming to you this morning from the Shelburne Hotel on St. Stephen's Green in Dublin. The Shelburne could be described as Ireland's front door for nearly 200 years. It's where Ireland comes to celebrate. Not my words at all, but the words of the man sitting next to me, J.P. Kavanagh, the general manager of the Shelburne. J.P., good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And thank you very much for your hospitality this morning. But what a location.
Oh, it's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sitting on your doorstep.
Now, 200 years, and we'll talk a little later on in the programme about the history of the place.
Yeah.
But in contemporary terms, how is it doing? I mean, there was a time when it was crumbling.
There was, in fact, yes. Not that many years ago, but I suppose in the last 22 years. I mean, I actually worked here as a student in short pants about 30 years ago, and it was a different hotel back then. But in the last 20 years or so, the hotel has seen significant investment.
Now, your clientele, I mean, there are many people, Dublin people, but also from all over the country, yeah, who come to, say, to Grafton Street to shop at Christmas, and their visit to the capital would not be complete without popping in to the Shelburne.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's the most special thing about the Shelburne, is its connection with the local people. And we say this, I mean, I travel all over the world on sales calls, meeting people and encouraging them to come to this magnificent country and stay in this hotel. But one of the most important things about when you come to Ireland is to actually meet the people. And we estimate that about 80% of our business on the ground floor here is actually locals, and they're in celebrating.
So they're in for maybe afternoon tea, special occasion, maybe they're into the saddle room for a meal or perhaps a glass of champagne at the Horseshoe, yeah, Bar to celebrate some great, yeah, occasion, a graduation and so on. And there are two words that I would never associate with the Shelburne Hotel. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Hen and stag.
Oh, well, they come in all different shapes and sizes, Pat, I suppose. So, yeah, not too many of them.
Now, tell me about the clientele who stay overnight. I mentioned some of the Hollywood greats who've stayed here. And, I mean, if location, location, location is the key to hospitality, the Shelburne has it in spades. What is the break up down now of who would tend to stay overnight?
Well, the vast majority of our customers actually come from the United States, and with the fantastic job Aer Lingus and have been doing over the last number of years, there's incredible connectivity with America and customs here, and obviously the historic links. So the American market is the biggest for us, but many are surprised to hear that after them it's the Irish. And there are certainly times of the year when the Irish outnumber everybody staying here at the Shelburne.
And then there would be Horse Show Week, for example, when the British would possibly outnumber
everybody.
True,
we'd have a few,
else.
Yeah. I learned only a few years ago that the horse show used to take place next door to the hotel on the lawns of Leinster House, which is why that connection, and you have the horse show bar, the horseshoe bar and the sandal room and things like that.
Yeah. There are other luminaries who've stayed here over the years. I don't think they do it anymore, but the Irish rugby team had a regular residency before a rugby match. Friday night, rugby match up the road in Lansdowne Road, and now the Aviva on a Saturday, and they would stay here.
Yeah, absolutely. And they still do, Pat, to this day. So they usually stay with us for three or four nights.
Yeah. What I was getting at, though, is they used to sneak out to O'Donoghue's the night
before. Well,
match.
Yeah. So since professionalism, that's maybe changed a little bit. No, they're well behaved when they're here with us, Pat. Sure, they're number one.
What are the special moments for you in the Shelburne?
For me, the special moments are when people come to the Shelburne, they want to feel special. And I think that the Shelburne creates a wonderful atmosphere of approachable luxury, which is, it's unintimidating. I mean, I've worked in London and Paris and places like that, and it's not quite the same. Beautiful hotels, and this is also a beautiful hotel, but it's a very approachable hotel, and I think that's what makes it special. And, I mean, my first weekend here, so I returned to Ireland 8 years ago. I've been at the Shelburne for six. And I think there was one story that kind of summed it up for me as to why I wanted to come back. And this was really the only hotel I wanted to work in. And we had a wedding. We do about 60 a year. During COVID, that went up to 180, which was quite interesting. 180 mothers of the bride, 180 bridezillas. But I was standing on my first weekend here as general manager. And there was a wedding due in. And I was standing at the end of the receiving line. And the bride and groom were due any minute, and we have this wonderful fanfare when they arrive, and actually people come out of the bar to see what's going on, and there's people, you know. Anyway, as I was standing there, this couple approached me from the restaurant behind me, and they were very elderly, Pat, and they said, are the bride and groom nearly coming here? I said, yeah, well, they're due any minute. And I said, you know, she said, we'd love to meet them. We got married here 65 years ago today.
Wow.
And I honestly, the hair stood up in the back of my neck just now actually telling it. But thankfully I had a tissue in my pocket and we managed, because the bride, of course, burst into tears. And we managed to avoid a makeup disaster. So that was it.
And I wonder, was the bride saying, is this what lies ahead? Is this what I'm going to look like in my dotage?
Well, they come into us every year for their anniversary lunch. And then
there are the mini brides, the first communion girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I love this time of year. You know, a little word in their ear saying, you know, love the dress. And they'll melt on the floor. So, yeah, families, that's a great thing. You know, it starts, yeah, they start them young at the Shelburne. So Yvonne, who's our director of sales here, says we should do some research to see how many communion girls end up getting married here. But I'll also have a word in the father's ear, say, listen, next time she's in a white dress, come and see me as well, will you? So I'm sure there's quite a few of them.
Continuity of
continuity,
business.
Yeah.
And there has been a change of ownership. Does that change anything in the Shelburne?
No, we haven't skipped a beat. We're delighted with the acquisition of the hotel by Archer Hotel Group, who also own the Conrad here in Dublin and quite a number of Marriott hotels around
Maybe
the world.
People don't understand that hotels are operated not necessarily by the owners.
Correct, that's it. So Marriott manage this hotel on their behalf and have a management contract in place until 2039, as it turns out. So, but we're delighted that they're with us. They have big plans for it. And you know, you referred to me earlier as the general manager, but actually I sometimes think of myself as the custodian here, and I have to hand it on to the next. So we've got a treasure, a national treasure here, and we're minding it. And Kennedy Wilson, who've owned it for the last 10 years, did some wonderful things with this hotel, and she's in great shape for 200. She's had a little bit of work done, Pat, as they say, you know.
I suppose you're like many of the grand hotels of the world. You are confined. I mean,
yes.
You've managed to squeeze in a spa.
Yeah.
You've managed to do wonderful things, but yeah. Your footprint is kind of fixed.
The footprint is very fixed, yeah. I mean, as I said, I worked here in the early 90s as a young fella, and it was about 160 rooms. We're now 265 rooms, but it's on the same footprint. So it's a pretty fast-paced and busy spot.
Now, the place has been refurbed. It's absolutely spanking. It's beautiful. The rooms are refurbished and so on. Mm. It's a lovely place to come. The Horseshoe Bar, of course, was tarted up as well. But I suspect, and maybe I'm wrong, but the kind of disreputable carry-on that was typical of the Horseshoe Bar maybe is no more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say, you know, that the Horseshoe Bar is a little bit like Las Vegas. You know, we never talk about what goes on behind that door. Whereas Bar 27, which overlooks the green, and everybody goes to see and be seen, and as their champagne. I mean, we sell more champagne in this hotel than anyone else in the country. But yeah, the Horseshoe Bar, I suppose, was famed, and we still have the pictures in the Turner Suite. So the characters from that time in the 80s when politics and business met,
yeah,
often.
Remembering Leinster House is only around the corner.
It was only around, just behind us, yeah. So that, yeah.
Where plots thickened, I
exactly,
suspect.
And Haughey and PJ Mara held court in the Horseshoe Bar, and famously did a press conference from the Horseshoe Bar. So, but we have Martin Turner's images from that time are immortalised in the Turner Suite in the restaurant now. So.
Well, long may that tradition continue. Mm. JB Cavan, who's general manager of the Shelburne, thank you very much for joining
Pat.
Us in your hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.